want to direct our attention to Luke chapter 4 as we anticipate our guest speaker this morning. I want to read from Luke chapter 4, one of the first occasions that Jesus was involved in his ministry getting started. It says in verse 16, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.' Then he closed the book." And right in the middle of a sentence from Isaiah, "and gave it back to the attendant and sat down." Because what was coming next in the passage in Isaiah was going to be fulfilled later. But this was as much as was fulfilled just here and now. "And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, 'Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.'" Part of the Christmas story is that Christ came into the world. It has to do with the incarnation, that he took on human flesh and was going to culminate in his death, burial, and resurrection. But there was something else that he was doing. He was fulfilling the message of the gospel. And part of that is proclaiming liberty to the captives. And that is what Steve Miracle and his wife are involved in with Light and Liberty. Light and Liberty Jail Ministry, and we have been a part of that ministry for a number of years, and we appreciate that work. And Steve is going to come and share with us just now. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Captives, inmates. What's an inmate? You can talk to me. What's an inmate? If you had to draw a picture of an inmate, if you had to draw, and I think I've talked about this before, but this year that picture for me got even clearer. It got way clearer this year. And I don't know how to tell you the incredible impossibility of ministering to inmates in the midst of what we do. It's impossible. We can't do it. But God can do it through us, and that's a beautiful thing. What's an inmate? What would you think of when you think of inmate? Somebody in jail. Yeah. Jail. Jail. That's the way they say it on the TV. Jail. What's jail? What's an inmate? You can talk to me. Huh? A prisoner. A captive. A prisoner. Somebody that's stuck often for lots of times for 23 hours a day in their cell, can't get out. Did you know that? Segregation, we call it. Paul was in segregation. Silas was in segregation. They were in the inner prison. They were stuck way back there, and they were singing praises. Keep these men secure. So they dumped them in segregation. And I don't know what you think about being in jail, but it's not a fun place. You get lonely in jail. You lose everything in jail. You lose your family. You lose your job. You lose everything important to you while you're in jail, and often because you're just sitting there waiting. What are you waiting for? You're waiting to go before the judge. Once you go before the judge, then you get off the prison, but in jail, you're just waiting. What I've been seeing this last year is something I showed you last time I was here, I think, and that's the Steps Cube. Does anybody remember the Steps Cube? Well, that whole thing got quite a bit more impressive to me. I put your Faith Bible Church up there just to say, let's see if this works. Oh, I have to point it back there. Gotcha. No? I'm just getting used to this. Thanks. You're doing it.
Push the one closest to you. The bottom button.
All the way.
Stand on one leg.
Well, see, here's a guy, and he's standing on one leg, and he's tapping his foot. And when I was in the Air Force, when I was in the military, we had a cadence. They'd call cadence a lot of time. Three, four, I don't know, but I've been told, and that kind of stuff, you know. And I'm not going to go into all that, but what I'm trying to say is a cadence for walking straight street. How do you get inmates walking? It's especially if you've only got a, you know, oh man, this is crazy. In jail, you're waiting to be sentenced. And once you're sentenced, you're only going to be there for like one time, two times, three times, maybe up to 12 times we'll see people, and then they're gone. How much are you going to, and we go in once a week. Usually most of our volunteers are seeing people once a week in one particular location. I had a guy yesterday who told me he's had this class that he's built up over time, and then the jail flipped the script. And they took all the guys that were in his area and moved them somewhere else, brought some new guys in. And now he's got one guy yesterday, a day before or whenever he went in the last time. That's crazy. I want to show you how incredibly impossible it is to minister in a jail. Just when you think you got the rules down, the jail changes the rules around. Everything changes. And why is that? It's corrections. That's what they're doing. They're correcting these guys. And it's almost impossible. How in the world do you get something through to somebody in a short order and make a difference in their life? We can't. God's Word does that. That's exactly what... I need to be over here. Excuse me, I need to stay over here. Orders from the top, sir. I know how to take orders. You know, the amazing thing is, corrections is all about orders, yes or no? And a lot of people don't want to have orders given to them. Man, like I was saying yesterday, I was talking to there was a chaplain that came over to our breakfast meeting yesterday, and he was talking about recycled inmates. They recycle themselves. They come back through the system over and over and over. That's an inmate. Because the first time they don't get it. And the second time they don't get it. How are we as Light and Liberty going to make any impact at all on that? And it used to be that I just didn't see how we could even get this job done. But the farther I go in this ministry called Light and Liberty, the more I know it's God's Word that's going to change them. It's God's Word and only God's Word. Now, I don't think I still got this thing. Hey, it works now. Thank you for your support, Faith Bible Church. We really appreciate you. Now, you don't have to read all that. If anybody wants this whole presentation, it's available out on our website, or he's got it back there. And I'm not going through all this. How to build a fruit stand, we don't need that. How to get our ducks in a row, we don't need that. But I wanted to show you the standard that we've been finding in the Bible at Light and Liberty for how to do this work. And the picture that we need is not what the inmates are and who they are. We know sort of what they are and who they are. But what we want to do is take the inmate somewhere. We want to take them from where they are to where he is. And the only way we're going to get that done is through the cross. And the only way we're going to do that is through the Bible, is through God's Word. So I think I passed out these last time. If anybody wants one that's updated, I got it here. By the way, we're moving from Straight Street 5 this year, and we're going to Straight Street 6 this next year. And that's a beautiful thing. Man, I can't even tell you what I've learned from Straight Street. It's an incredible thing. I've got inmates in the jail that are reading 10 of these different calendars with me. Every day. It's an amazing thing. It's an incredible thing to see inmates getting involved with God's Word. We got a guy down in Texas right now that's doing menus for our Straight Street. Every day in Straight Street, we got a menu that goes along with those seven chapters for each day. And it's got a key question and a key verse. I think I brought one year and showed them to you. But key question, key verse, and a subject. And then the inmates choose, and I allow them to choose their own Bible study. They choose, and then they're right on track. It's their Bible study right away. And we get going in Straight Street every time we go in. And we take them from what God is saying in His Word straight to the cross. And it's simple to do. It's so simple. You know, any of you could actually go into the jail and minister there, because all it is just reading God's Word. You think, I could never do that. I wouldn't even want to do that. Do you know they're hurting so bad in there? All you need to do is go in and hold their hand, read them the Bible, and see God change them. And come back later and see the fruit that started growing there. It's an amazing process. What can we accomplish in one or two or three times? A lot. There was a, not us, he does it. But there was a guy down in Texas. He went to jail. Went to MDC out here on the west side. He was, they're going for somebody else. Man, they're everywhere. And the crazy thing is that our inmates know that, and they run and try to hide. But you can't run and you can't hide from God. Can you? Forget all that. I wanted to just show you this standard here real quick. But this is nothing more than the steps cube. And this isn't my levels. I didn't do this. If you want to see where this comes from, watch, we're going to try this out. Go right there to that source document right there, and that'll show you where we came up with this and how it all came together. Christ's way, Christ's truth, Christ's life, and it's basically just the fruit of the Spirit. The results that God wants to pour in our spirit. It's a picture, it's a word picture of who our inmates are going to be when we step into God's presence together someday. Awesome! That you can have a word picture in the Bible, a complete picture of what God's doing in our life, a roadmap, if you will. Well, how did I do that last time? There. No, I went too far. Oh, I can do it this way. I can't get used to this one. Christ's way. How do you do it? Christ's truth. How do you know it? If you do God's will, Jesus said, if you're willing to do my will, you'll know if I'm telling you the truth. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. As you do self-control, you'll know faithfulness. As you know faithfulness, you'll see gentleness. And I always, always, always thought it should start with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, like the Bible puts it. No, Jesus flips the script. Just like the jail flips the script. Jesus flips the script, and it starts with self-control. I'll show you in just a minute. And this is something I figured it out. Like, this is something I could do. But it's just like amazing what God is showing us as we're working with inmates. This is the report I wanted to show you this time. As we do this first level, level one, we come to level two, and we do it all over again at a different level. As you do peace, you'll know love, and you'll see joy. As you do goodness, you'll know patience, and you'll see kindness, the centerpiece of everything God's doing. Now let's see if we can take the next step. I showed you on the steps cube last time. We got enough time? Yeah, we need to be, 10 minutes, or 15 minutes maybe? 10 minutes? 15?
Well, we can get done roughly.
11:30-ish, but I don't want to go that far because we got to have the final stuff and everything that happens to happen here. Am I too informal? Is this okay, Pastor? Man, I thought I was in trouble there. Oh, I need to be over here. Yes. Do you know, that's what a jail is all about. It's all about rules. And how are you going to follow all the rules? And how are you going to get this job done? Even if I knew the roadmap, I don't think, I can't, it's God that builds a house. What helps when you know this roadmap here is that it's not us anymore. It's Him, and I'm casting all my care on Him because He cares for me. But if you know the roadmap, you can get on track and walk with Him. And you'll know the joy, the hope that He gives as we just walk with Him. And you guys all know this. Inmates I talk to, they don't know it, most of them. I was going to tell you about that guy down in Texas. He's just finishing up the menus. He's been writing all year long. He's just finishing up the menus for Straight Street 5, the one we've been using all year. And he's just a week ahead of everybody right now. Well, a little bit more. I just finished putting the menu for December 24th into the computer this morning, so it's out there on the internet. And every day has a menu, and then they choose where we're going to do our Bible study. And all a menu is, just like a restaurant menu, is something you choose when you're going into a restaurant, decide which meal you're going to eat, yes or no. If you don't think you can keep up with me today, you can't, so don't worry about it. You're not going to keep up with me. Just hang in there, and we're going to get there. I don't know how we're going to get there. Inmates seem to like that. I don't know. Maybe that's why I do it, because I don't know. I don't know what to do with a report. I'm just trying to show you that it's impossible to do what we do with inmates. You can't do it, but God can do it. And it's beautiful what happens there. So here's what I was going to show you. It starts with self-control. We're justified by faith. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we've obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. We exalt in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, we exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, perseverance proven character hope, and the love of God is poured out. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is poured out. Now, the amazing thing about Romans 5 there is that he's giving us a process that I never would have called self-control. When I started this whole thing, I think I've told you this several times already, but when I started, the first time I ever saw Straight Street in this way, let me go down another, that way, right? Peace. There it is. James. I think I've told you this before, but James 3, 17 and 18 gives a process for peace. He says, the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those that make peace. And in James 3, 17, he says, and here's the steps. Pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, unhypocritical, and then righteous. So you're going, you got a process there, the steps that it takes. Oh, I better stay up here. I know how to follow the rules. I can do this. The steps that it takes to get to God. And we don't take those steps. They're all steps of faith. It's all steps of yes. I thank Jesus. I take the free gift. And I walk with him. And it's not my steps. It's his steps through me. And your Straight Street's different than mine. And what he works on in your life is different than me. But guess what? It's real easy, as I'm saying yes to God, to all of a sudden say no. We got to keep saying yes. And we call that hope. We say yes, we call it faith. We keep saying yes, we call it hope. We say yes even when it hurts, we call it love. And the greatest of these is... How'd you know that? So that's where it started from. And all of a sudden I'm seeing there was 9 steps for peace. I started looking, and then I found that there's that same thing for joy. And there's that same thing for love. And in fact, everyone, as I read through the Bible, Straight Street reads this year, all 10 Straight Streets reads 22 times through the New Testament, 17 times through the Old Testament plus. And it's an incredible journey. We got playlists out on our... Anybody here got a smartphone? Smartphones, anybody? 1, 2, 3, 4, a few of you. My wife gave me a smartphone, and I found out that you can playlist the Bible. And so I've been playlisting it. I bought a Bible for $11.95 on the internet. It's out there still for $12.95, I think, right now. And I put that Bible in my smartphone. And now when I'm going outside the internet range, where I'm driving back and forth to different jails all over New Mexico, I can listen to the Bible as I'm going. And you can take the wasted spaces of your day and just let it roam to God's Word. All day long in the wasted spaces of your day. It's a beautiful thing. Get yourself a smartphone. And okay, I won't go there. This is not an advertisement. But I'm telling you, as you read back through and through and through, there's like all these processes. I only found 9 things that have that 9-step process. And it's actually steps. It's a process that takes you from low to high. It's like taking you another step up. Okay. Here, I showed you these 3. You get to the next one, and I never thought this was going to be one of the processes. But when I got to the 3rd set, I pushed the wrong button. Hang on. Above reproach, you recognize these things, Pastor? Isn't this the qualifications of a...
Elder.
Elder, of course. And did you know that they fit right in with all the other steps? You start looking at them, and these steps go with these steps, go with these steps, and you can read right across it. It's amazing. See if I can... as I'm looking at this stuff, these are things that a pastor does to oversee goodness in a person's life. And we're got to level 3, understanding who God is. Man, I could go on and on with this, but I better not. Let's let that go for a minute. Go over to Psalms. I got to show you in Psalms 48. Just grab your Bible. If you got one, Psalm 48. Of course, everybody's got a Bible here, right? Yeah, this is a Bible church. I love that. That's awesome. I love God's Word. It's awesome. Pastor said you're getting in Sunday school, you're getting ready to go into the prophets. We've been thinking about putting a calendar together, the 11th calendar we have, and it will be prophets. It'll be the whole Bible, but it'll emphasize the prophets, and it'll read over and over through the prophets, major and minor prophets. And I can't imagine what that's going to be like. I'm just waiting for that calendar. Thank the Lord. Psalm 48. Did I tell you Psalm 48? No? What did I tell you? Psalm 48. We could read this whole chapter. Let me just read the first 3 verses and then we'll skip some. We're not going to skip it because it's not good, because we don't have time. That's why we're going to skip it. Psalm 48, the word of the Lord. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Do you know it's a stretch to do what God wants us to do? It's a mountain. You ask any inmate, and they got a mountain in front of them. They don't know what they're going to do next. They don't know how they're going to do it. And when they get in God's Word and start reading, God tells us what to do next. Over and over. And as they walk up that mountain, they get to the top of the mountain, and they get to the holy hill. Who can ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who can stand in God's presence? Psalm 24. But you know, the amazing thing is, as we walk up that mountain with joy, we're seeing who God is. We're getting a picture of Jesus. And all of this is just a picture, a word picture of Jesus. And what he wants to do in our life as we just trust him. It's what Jesus looks like. It's who we're going to look like as we say yes to him and keep walking with him. And it's what our inmates need most, is God's word to take them there. Oh, we don't go this way. I don't know anybody who could get to God this way. You're not going to do it. You're not going to understand it. You're not going to see it right away. But as we walk with him, this is the actual roadmap of where we're going. I thought it was so cool that there's an actual roadmap in the Bible. So here's what he says. The city of our God, his holy mountain. This is where God's taken us, to the place where God is. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole mountain is Zion in the far north. And I puzzled over that one for a long time. I think it was in Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown that I came across what he said the far north is. And he says it's part of the mountain. It's actually the steps that you take, and when you get to the top, you're on top of the holy mountain. Well, in the far north, jump over to 12, verse 12. Now, go to 9. We've got to stop there for a second. Okay, go back to 8. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish her forever. You want a life that's established? You want a life that's structured? You want a life that's following all the rules, that's going somewhere with life? I tell you what kind of place that's going to be. It's going to be Straight Street. It's going to be taking the steps. It's going to be walking with God and seeing God living inside us as we just trust him and walk with him, yes or no? What an amazing thing. I can't even begin to tell you all this today, and I hope I'm giving you a little report, but this is what I've been seeing this year. I've got to get down to verse 13, 12, and 13, but we'll get there in a second. We have thought on thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. If I had I think I've got a picture right here. Let me see if I've got a picture. There's the picture. Watch, this one's right. This one, I can do this from here. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Sound like the fruit of the Spirit? what's right in the center of it all. Kindness, loving kindness. Chesed is the word in the Old Testament. Chesed, it's God's steadfast love, his tender mercies. And God is in the middle of everything that's happening in an inmate's life, and they don't even know it. But as they start walking with the Lord, they start tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. Yes or no? Whew, man, we can't get to watch. Don't worry, everything's fine. I'm not in jail. This is church. I should do it church way. We have thought on thy loving kindness, O Lord, in the midst of thy temple. There's the temple right there. That's what it looks like. That's what this is. This is just all those steps. 9 times 9 is 81 steps. And with As with wisdom, we learn, we receive, we heard, and we saw it. Jesus said, if you're willing to do my will, learn it, receive it, hear it, see it. We can see and recognize and consider and gain insight, but that doesn't come till later. First, we have to accept what God says, store up what he says, listen to what he says, and understand and search. I think I told you last time or something that God got it wrong right there, yeah? I prove it. God got it wrong. Watch. What we do, this is the way we do it. We search, we try to understand, then we try to listen, then we'll store it up, and then we'll accept it. If we do it that way, is that not right? Am I right or wrong? This means yes, this means no. Do we do it right? No. Does God do it right, or we do it right? Well, this is the way we do it, but the way God does it is this way. It's what he says in Proverbs 2. And we got to flip our thinking. It's different than what we think. What God wants is way different than what you think. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. If any of you thinks he knows anything, 1 Corinthians 8:2, he is not yet known except as he ought to know. And we get stuck doing it our stinking way, inmates do. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about my inmates. And how in the world am I, in 4 times, is 8 times, or maybe 12 times, how in the world am I going to get them from where they are to where he is? How in the world are we going to see all this happening? I can't do that, but I can plant a seed. And here's what I found out just recently. I started going to a different jail this year. I think it was last year I went to the facility, and I went to the prison side of the facility first, and then I went to the jail. It's CNM, Central of New Mexico Correctional Facility. And there's like 5 different prisons down there, 4 or 5. There's a bunch of different things going on. You got the farm, which is a minimum restrict. You've got, I think I did do this. I think I told you about this last time I was here. That was the farm that I was going to. Now I'm going to RDC. And RDC is where they take prisoners from all over the jails, all the jails we go to, and they take them over to RDC and they sort them out. And they classify them, send them out. Once they're sentenced, they send them out to all the different prisons. And now I see those guys. And I go there once a week. Guess how many times I'm going to see these guys? At least the inmates in the jail, I'll see 5 or 6, maybe 8 times, maybe 12 times. These guys I'm going to see once. And then they're sent off to their prison. How in the world are you going to impact somebody in one time? Well, you do it all day when you're rubbing shoulders with somebody else. They see Jesus in you, yes or no? And you don't think they do, but they do. They see Jesus in everything you're doing, whatever you're doing. Because what Jesus does is so different than what we do by nature, yes or no? They see it in the way you drive. They see it the way you walk. You wait in line at Walmart, because if you're in Walmart and you're a Christian, you're always standing there waiting. And when everybody else gets through, their line goes. And my line, don't get in line behind me, because my line always just waits. And God is teaching me patience, yes or no? But you know, the amazing thing is, Walmart I didn't come here to talk about Walmart and being incarcerated in the lines at Walmart, but that's a whole different thing. How in the world are we going to get people from where they are to where he is? He says in this verse, he says, let Mount Zion be glad, let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go about her, count her towers. Watch, there's 3 things here. Count her towers. How many are there? Check it out.
Here's this is what I found in the Bible so far. And if there was more, I would have seen it already. I know. But guess what? I don't know anything except as I ought to know. So I know that all my knowledge today is like the sand by the seashore. And it's just rearranging itself. And soon, I'm going to know Him. And I'll know Him perfectly because I'll see Him as He is. And everyone that has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Yes or no? And we get on track with where God's taking us. This is an amazing, amazing thing. Oh, man, I wish I could. Let me see if I can do this. There's a tower. There's a tower. There's a tower. There's nine of them, right? And there's numbers there. What in the world? What are those numbers? Well, think about this. Jesus said, if you're willing to do my will, then you'll know. Here's the teaching, all the way to suffering. And then you'll see this, poor in spirit, to insulted and persecuted and falsely accused. But as you do level one, you're going to jump to level two. And you're going to know peace to righteousness and joy. Excuse me. Peace to righteousness and love. As you do these things, you're going to know these things. As you know these things, you're going to see these things. And the same with this. And what it is a roadmap. It's always backwards from the way we're looking at it. I promise you. It's crazy the way the Bible works. No, it's not crazy. I'm the one that's crazy. He's the one that's on track. Yes or no? And we're constantly learning. We're constantly growing to be what God wants us to be. And how do you take an inmate there? How do you get them woke up to the point where they'll just start reading? Because faith comes by. And hearing by the... How do you know all this? You got a good pastor, you know what? He's an awesome pastor. I love coming in here. And man, I was planning on being here on time today. But that snow on the other side of town, it was slippery over there. It took us three times what it would normally take to come across here today. And we got over here and there's no problem. It's just wet streets and everything's fine. So I don't know what that's all about. Walk about Zion, go around her counter towers, consider her ramparts. Now this is the one that got to me, and this is why I really came to talk to you about, and my time's gone, so I can't. Can I just real quick? Just real quick, switch over to the other presentation here. I wanted to show you this because this is what really hit me this year, especially in the last couple weeks. This is amazing stuff. The Straight Street City Limits. Climbing the bulwarks, the ramparts. Here it is right here. Go through her towers, counter towers, consider her ramparts. It says in my Bible, I bet yours says bulwarks, yes or no. What's a bulwark? What's a rampart? I did a whole presentation. It's out on the internet. If you go to Straight Street, go to calendars and menus on our main website and go to Straight Street 6 and go to Straight Street 6 documents, all the things I'm doing today are right there. So you can just go out to our website. You want our website, it's on this page with our readings. So just grab one afterwards. Climbing the bulwark, Straight Street City Limits. Are you down with the city map? Just saying. It's the defense at the bulwarks. Now let me think if I can do this. Yes. Oh no, that's the end. How did I get to the end? Okay, I know how. I did the wrong button. At once a week, we're going to see the average inmate 12 times. Often we may see that person once or twice, maybe 8 times. Then there's the curve breakers that stay there for a year. And few and far between will see him for up to 3 years, maybe rarely more. What can we accomplish in that? What we need to do is keep our eyes fixed on the prize. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the majesty of the throne on high. Consider him so you don't grow weary and lose heart. Anybody here losing heart today? Our inmates are. And sometimes in life, things drag you down, yes or no. Biggest correctional facility in the whole world. I think I've told you this before. Do you know what the biggest correctional facility in the whole world is? It's got a sally port. You go through the sally port, the first gate, and then you go in just like a medieval castle. They lower the drawbridge. You go across the drawbridge. They raise the drawbridge. And then they lower the inside gate so you can get into the castle. And that's exactly what a sally port is. Two gates to keep the thing protected. That's what they do in jail. They protect right there in the middle of everything that's going on. Well, I've got to tell you this because this is really amazing. The biggest facility in the whole world has a sally port. Birth and death and everything in between is correction. Wasn't designed that way, wasn't made that way, but we've chosen to do that. We turned our world into correctional facility.
In Adam's fall, we sin it all, says Westminster Confession or whatever that thing is. I'm not a confessional person, so it doesn't bother me. But, you know, the amazing thing is I believe in the Bible. I just want to do what it says. I just want to say yes, God. And I keep saying yes and say yes even when it hurts. And we see God's Spirit growing in us and taking us somewhere. Well, I got to show you this because I only got a few minutes here. Skip that. Oh, man, I wish I had time for all that. It's out there on the website. Here's what I saw just the last few weeks. The whole process starts, we said, with self-control. And that leads to God's love being poured out in our life. And that has two arms to it. There's a faithfulness that's raised to the suffering point. Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same purpose. Because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. You see, my inmates, they listen to me all day long and they don't understand a word I'm saying. But then they start reading their Bible. It gets them interested because they see this crazy guy up here doing something and they don't know what's going on. But they start reading. And as they start reading, they start growing. And all of a sudden they find out that the Bible is all about them. It's not about me. It's all about him. And it shows us how to take the steps. Watch. This is the other side of the vector for the build of the house. Peace raised to righteousness. The work of righteousness will be peace. The service of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever. So the work is peace. You go from peace and you walk the steps to get to righteousness. And the service of the righteousness is quietness and confidence forever. Then my people will live in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, in undisturbed resting places. You don't even need a jail to keep you safe anymore. It's time to quit, isn't it? I wish I had more time. No, I don't, because it wouldn't matter. I've already lost you already anyway, right? Have I already lost you? Yes. I got to tell you, this is incredible stuff. And all it takes for you to get on track with God is just say yes. I started telling you about David. I almost hate to do this, but I think I'm going to do it just to give the illustration of the point. Do you remember the guy? I think I told you about this guy once already. And this is the ultimate of non-discretion right here. Do you remember a guy that was going into some of the different 7-Elevens or the Allsup's stores in town and looking up little girl skirts? He's writing Stray Street menus for us right now. His life has changed. He's changed and he's going a whole different direction. And he's been writing these menus all year. And this is the guy I've been talking about that man, this is going to be an incredible thing. God working in his, I could show you, go out on Straight Street 5 menus and you can read his menus for the whole year and see how he's changed through this whole year as he's been writing these menus for our inmates. That was our former director's vision, to have inmates writing questions for other inmates to get them interested in God's Word. And man, it's coming to pass. Our inmates have created 4 of the 10 calendars that we have right now. It's amazing. And God is working this ministry, and things that are impossible are starting to come together. Please don't give up on us. We need you. And if you want to come join us, come help us. I'll show you. It's easy. It's simple to get involved with what God wants. We got to stop. That's enough. One more. Can we do just... Okay, I'm going to go one more. See if I can do this. Nope. Went the wrong way. Let's go this way. Lift up your heads, O gates. Be lifted up, ancient doors. We got to go way down here. There's the bulwarks right there. There's the ramparts right there. We just talked about them, but it's got the whole thing right there. And then the levels. And this is what I started seeing this year as we're going forward. We're right now. We just did this one, Straight Street 4, Straight Street 5, and this is Straight Street 6 right now. Then we'll get into Straight Street 7, Straight Street 8, 9, 10, 11. And within the next 8 or 9 years here, we're going to have a full picture of the fruit of the Spirit and what it looks like. And every year I'm learning. Every day I go into the jail, I'm learning. They're teaching me. How can I learn anything from an inmate? You'd be surprised. Let's pray. Lord, I can't. There's no way I can do this ministry. Apart from you, we can do nothing. But God, you're my hope. You're my help. You're my defense. You're my strong tower. You're my bulwark. You're my rampart. You're my source and my shield. And Father, you're the light on my path. And you're the liberty that comes out of me as I say yes to you. And God, I ask for mercy for our inmates. I ask for mercy for this church, that as they continue to walk forward in your word, that they would know the truth, and the truth would continue to set them free. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.